Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Washington reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive to right field. Evans throws towards the plate. Allinson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allinson. May scores. Kessinger moves to third. Gar moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Gar moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Wright now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Washington steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski bunts towards the mound. Barrios fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm catches it and races to tag Yastrzemski, for the double play. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with right covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Brohmer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 White Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott pinch hits for Gary Allinson. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike O'Berry now catching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barrios. Lynn moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, White Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, White Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, White Sox. Jerry Remy pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Steve Trout now pitching. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Jerry Remy. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Pappy pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing second base. Dick Drago now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.